Chandeliers and wall-mounted candles provide soft light in this dining room. The formal waitstaff carefully sets glasses and silverware at each setting of the decorated tables in the room. A last check of arrangements just as guests arrive.
What is your table under? Your name?
Miss Dowdy.
Okay. Miss Dowdy.
The look and feel of five-star dining set inside Riser Middle School. Welcome to the Fine Dining Program, fully staffed by home economics students here. Just outside the dining room is a demonstration area and cooking stations. Seventh and eighth graders are bunched together washing, mixing, cooking, prepping, and plating. Donned with a red apron, seventh grader Michael Williams is among those in the service line. He feels there could be a future in the food and restaurant industry, given the early career of his dad.
He was a professional chef in Las Vegas.
At first, he believed the program was going to be more like those classes he's accustomed to.
First, I thought we were just going to be working out of books. But when I started actually learning how to cook and remember the recipes, it started getting fun and challenging.
The challenge of providing top quality food, service, and presentation for this group of enthusiastic students under the watchful eye of their teacher, Tricia Thompson.
I would do this on both sides, all four sides, so that you can pick that up.
She slices down into a baking pan filled with chicken enchiladas, reminding workers of setting an attractive plate for diners. It's a practice that's emphasized for the three-week, three-day lunch service the school provides in the spring. A grant given to the school started the program 13 years ago. Thompson says monies generated go back into replacements or repairs that are needed for operating the program, which has extended beyond the classroom.
In fact, we do other, we served for the scholars banquet. We served for the teacher of the year, at First West. So we do a lot of that.
And over the years, the quality work of the students has been acknowledged by a larger crowd. In 2009, the program received a second place award for its entree served during a Taste of the Twin Cities event. Thompson says the program offers a definitive view for students on whether this is a line of work they would like to go into.
I hope it provides a way for them to make a living, or them to know that, hey, this is not what I want to do, so I need to find other areas to get my education in.
The students rotate workstations to give them the broadest experience in food service. For eighth grader Lindsay Gilmore, working waitstaff is what she's enjoyed for a rather obvious reason.
You get a lot of money from this, and tips. Definitely the best part.
A part, just as with a regular restaurant, is focused on satisfied customers. For patrons like Lacey Warner, the dining experience was on the mark.
It was very good. Our server was very sweet and well-mannered and kept our drinks full, and that's what matters to me.
The course also provides an experience base should they wish to continue learning later in high school. Riser is a feeder school for West Monroe High. Thompson says students receive an acknowledgement letter of their participation in the dining program should they want to pursue more learning through the high school program. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.